boat's already in the water and the kids are getting dragged behind in the beautiful biscuit that sees them circling around and falling off with a delighted glee. We're just outside of Ceduna and we're kicking back at the beach, surprisingly, again today. G'day, what's your name?
Wayne Lee.
Wayne, whereabouts are we here today?
We're at Devonport Creek.
How long have you been coming to Devonport Creek?
Probably about 25 years or more.
25 years ago, were you coming with your family as a young fella?
No, I was a share farmer at the time and met up with some Hofricht lads and they dragged me over here one day, one Sunday I reckon, on a hangover trip.
What was it about the place that got you coming back?
Oh, you get daylight today where it's too windy to go on the beach. This place here, you can come in and mess around with the kids and have a bit of fun.
How long do you spend here at any given time?
We camped over here a couple of times. More a day trip place because of what we do with work and that. It's more of a day trip for us.
I see a number of people parked out and boats are moored out in the water. How many people do you get here during the busy time?
Oh, there's hundreds here some days. On some last New Year's Day was quiet, but most New Year's days here it's packed out, depending on the weather, of course. But yeah, a couple hundred people at a time.
Is it like a big extended family here at the beach?
It's pretty good because it's a local place, everyone knows everybody, kids just run around, it doesn't seem to be too many dramas, everyone's watching each other's kids, it's good.
What's the social interaction like come nightfall?
Everyone gets around, has a few beers and relaxes and tells a few tall stories.
The boat's out in the water at the moment and the kids are behind the biscuit, is that a commonplace activity?
Yeah, you get a lot of ski boats over here and biscuits and wakeboards and people out with tables and chairs on boards. Yeah, gets quite funny at times.
You'd have some good shots. And I noticed there's kayaks out as well. What sort of other activities do the young ones get up to?
Kayaking around the creeks and fishing, like trawling behind the kayaks and just messing around basically.
What sort of wildlife do you get around here?
There's lots of birds. It's more, I suppose, here it's fish more than anything. And the bird life, you get a heap of pelicans and other seabirds in the creek.
Ever seen the odd seal?
Yeah, seals, dolphins, all sorts.
How about on land? It's summer. Do you ever see the snakes?
Not a great deal, really. No, not too many. You can see a few of the smaller sand snakes, but they're not really a problem.
What does the weather get like here at Devonport Creek?
Most mornings are pretty nice, and then in the afternoon we normally get the sea breeze this time of year. It's pretty well 90% of the days you get the afternoon sea breeze. But with the sand hills it's fairly protected, so you can still get out in the boats and mess around.
There's a few people standing down just on the water's edge there with fishing rods. Do you catch many fish here?
Yeah, you'll catch whiting. Tommy's, he's just got one there. So yeah, you catch plenty of smaller fish in the creek. You catch flathead as well. So yeah, it's a pretty good fishing spot.
How deep does it get out? Because it's here at its not its widest point. It's not so far to the mangroves on the other side. How deep does it get in the channel in the middle?
All right, it's about 20, 25 foot deep, roughly. It'll take a bit.
So the bigger fish may just be out there.
Possibly.